Hi, everybody. Well, today is Monday. Another Monday. We always have Mondays, I guess, so here we go. Today is February 15th, 2016, if you're listening to us live. And anyway, let's click on the day here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll clear February, the word February, with 15, 2016. Well, I didn't say 2015 initially, but it's 2016. So here we go. Releasing that energy, so stronger, stronger, and stronger. And now we're going to release from you an issue that you're dealing with, situation, issue, trauma, drama, maybe some pain, whatever crossed your path and you don't like it. So clear that one situation from you. You can still see it, but the trauma associated with it will be released. The emotional stuff. So here we go. Think of it for me. Remember, you have to think of it because it's mind energy, and that's how you connected yourself to it. You got into mind energy on a timeline. So let's release that from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That looks good to me. Now we're going to energize the light beam. So bring up your monitor screen or screens. And here's the light beams coming. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So end of this week, we'll be in Los Angeles at the Conscious Life Expo, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So if you're around the Hilton, LAX Hilton, we'll be there. So I'll turn it back to our co-host, Elizabeth. Are you out there, Elizabeth?
Yes, I'm out here. Welcome, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us on this Monday. As Ron said, we do always have Mondays. So hopefully you are relaxing and enjoying the peace energy wherever you are from the light being that Ron brings peace energy to for you and your space for the duration of our broadcast. And we'll be taking your questions and testimonials at clsquestions@yahoo.com. You can also use our Creation Lightship Fast Chat feedback form, which is available through Ron's website. There's a link that says chat with us at the top of the page while the broadcast is airing, and that's creationlightship.com. And you can also check out all of the links and testimonials and healings that Ron offers through creationlightship.com. And, Ron, I guess we should just kick things off with some listener questions. Thanks so much for clearing the day today. I know it's kind of a heavy day, not for me, but I know a lot of other people may be courted to, President's Day. There's a couple of events happening tonight, so hopefully you're just calm and peaceful. But if you're not, it's always nice to get those clearings at the top of the show and feel the peace energy of the light being. So, Ron, prior to the broadcast, we had received a question about, the empathic body clearing. And somebody was wondering maybe if you could just talk about that. And they weren't really sure what the empathic body was or why it would need to be cleared.
Okay, so we have two clearings that deal with similar things. One is the sensory body, and the other one be your empathic. So they're both very, very similar. So the empathic energy is how you somehow sense things around you without you maybe even thinking about it. Maybe you're driving and you go, wow, what was that? I got this hit on something. I got this information. What's going on over there? So it somehow is an energy that you have, like, turned on to read things around you. And sometimes you have no control over that. So that's why you want to clear that out and to erase all the programs that are in there that could be attaching to other programs, which in turn could make you do things you don't really want to do because, you're being activated. Like your psychic radar is always turned on. So I'll do a clearing just to turn that one down for you if you like.
Okay, great.
Here we go. Releasing some of that energy that has connected to you. But I'll go with the last week here. So just see how you feel. You might actually get scenes in your head of maybe where you're driving or where you were of something that, you know, triggered you or made you kind of curious on something. And it might even be something that you're not even aware of and you got tuned into it. And but you'll feel the change. So here we go, releasing 1 week of stuff. I'll do it 1 day at a time here. So we'll go from seven days ago. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 days ago, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 days is kind of heavy. Why, I don't know, but here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4 days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 3 days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2 days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And today, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So I'll just see if that helps you out somewhat. The sensory body is very similar, kind of hard to describe what they both are, but the sensory body is how you sort of sense things maybe related to your body. So that's maybe another way of stating that. But anyway, both of them are very, very similar, but they do take away different energies. It's much like, you know, doing an emotional clearing, and you say, yeah, but I still have trauma. Well, the trauma body now holds some of that stuff that was not in your emotional body. So that's why you have to look at the clearings as different things happening. So back to you.
So it's kind of like spillover. You know, if you're living in your mental body or if you're living in your sensory body, there's no room for the emotions or whatever, so that kind of just spills over into these other bodies, and they kind of, I guess, become contaminated or overloaded by all of these life traumas that you're facing. Would that be a correct way to look at that, Ron?
Yeah, that would be correct, yeah.
Okay, and so what the clearing that you did, I just wanted to make sure everybody was understanding that correctly. With the empathic body, that was you clearing out day by day the past week of perhaps energies that you may have absorbed from other people?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Or even places. Maybe you're driving your car, and maybe there's an accident, 4 hours earlier, and you don't know that because it's all cleaned up, and you drive by that location, and all of a sudden your body kind of jerks, and you feel maybe sick to your stomach or something, or you get a flash of something that happened. Well, your radar's on, and you picked up that energy. So that's kind of what goes on.
Yeah, wow, and is that something, I mean, I guess if you're empathic, it's probably hard for you to turn that off because you're kind of like, you know, beep 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 beep, like a little seeker looking for those psychic, you know, I guess if you're sensitive to that, you're kind of like looking for those events or those people, and you may not even know it.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, and it may affect you greatly. And it could even ruin your day. Maybe you go by a place that somebody died, and now you're really highly emotional. And your whole day is that way. You don't know what's going on with you, and you think it's you. Trying to figure it out, and it's really because maybe an emotional body jumped you from somebody who died, or you just happen to feel all the, you know, discordant pain energy or whatever is there. So that's sort of, you know, what can happen. You want to clean those bodies out.
Yeah, and that's a really great distinction, Ron, and it's a little bit different than, say, like an entity or a cording, because it's dealing with psychic energy there.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, well, that's really useful and very helpful, and I think that's a great clearing to do if you do feel that way, or you feel that way a lot of the time, or you're sad and you're not sure why, or you know, you are just going about your business and going to the store, or, you know, suddenly you feel terrible and you didn't really do anything. you could be moving through these energy fields of people or places collectively and picking up that energy. So that it seems to me like that would be a good clearing for everybody to do, because I would imagine, Ron, even if you're not so sensitive, you're still picking this stuff up, right? You just don't know it.
That's correct, and it will get you eventually. And then, you know, at first you're going to be having different scenes coming into you, and you're just kind of, you know, going to be absorbing them. And then at some point they'll start to spill over into other energetic bodies or more into your consciousness. So all of a sudden now you're wondering why, like, you're being picked on if all this stuff's happening to you, and while you're seeing all these things you never saw them years ago, now you're seeing them, and you don't know what's happening, and, you know, it could put you even into depression, you know, because you can't keep a clean thought because all these energies are coming into you in all different directions. And you think that it's you, and it's really the energetic body that needs to be cleared out.
Yeah, I would imagine you would feel great relief if you do this clearing, and it may even kind of help you to see other things clearly or to just get through life a little bit easier. So just wondering and offering it out to, if anybody's out there in the listening audience who has done this, the empathic body clearing, it is a current lifetime, whole lifetime clearing. If anybody's done that or has experienced what Ron is talking about and you have any other questions about it, let us know via the fast chat feedback, or you can just email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So, Ron, we did get a comment about someone who has done the set sequence clearing, and they said it really helped.
Yeah, that puts your spirit back into alignment with you throughout your life. So that's a very good clearing.
Yeah, and the full name of that is SET, S-E-T, S as in Sam, Sequence Timing Body. So this same listener also, I guess, has done this and has found it really helpful. And they're also wondering about the blueprint clearing in April.
Yeah, that will be available around that time, yes.
Okay. And okay, yeah, that's kind of post-expo. We'll keep everybody posted on that. As well as the prerequisites, we did have a question about the prerequisites or the preliminary clearings before the, before the blueprint clearing that is coming up. And I know it is a very advanced clearing, and there are a lot of prerequisites. And we will get those for you. The archive that where Ron talked in depth about these preliminary clearings before doing this was the, I believe, November 27th, 2015, 27-2015. So it was a Friday show, so be sure to catch that on the BBS archive, which you can find on the right-hand side of creationlightship.com. There's an archive link there, and you can scroll down once you follow it and find that particular broadcast where Ron talked about that in detail. Okay, so the next question, Ron, we have is from someone who says, I have to prepare for the loss of a loved one due to her age and diseases of old age, and they're wondering, what are the best clearings to prepare so I am not emotionally ruined when it happens? I have whole life emotional clearing already. Thank you.
How about you, if they're, I would say, like, if you're looking at, you know, not being here, you know, within a couple of weeks, you can always go in and clear the emotional body, get that out of here. That way it won't haunt you and come back to you. Because that could trigger things that happened, you know, in your life with that person. So that way you're going to be at peace. And they may be at a lot more peace with that emotional body gone. That's probably the reason why people really don't want to leave here, and they hang on for a long time is because their emotions want to keep them here. And a lot of times the emotions will go into, disclosure or talking to loved ones and, you know, tell them how you should have done this and, you know, what they should have done in your life or whatever, you know, that's all the emotional stuff. If you get rid of the emotional body, then the person may want to leave quicker and sooner. But a lot of times the person that's leaving will want to talk to maybe the family members or, you know, close friends, and they hang on until, you know, they can all have their closure, you know, and say goodbye or something. And that emotional body of that person is actually keeping their physical body alive, and they could actually be torturing them. And very possibly they're not even, home. A lot of people, when they get near that the last stages, they're not in their body. You can go into the room and they're not there. You know, maybe their eyes are closed and then you tap them or something and you see that emptiness in their eyes. And then because you tap the body, the spirit now comes in and the eyes get a little brighter. But initially the spirit was waiting to get the heck out of here. The spirit's not hanging on to the body. It wants to leave, you know. But the emotional body wants to have, you know, closure. And so that sort of could help you by having that cleared out before that time. And they might leave even sooner because all of a sudden the body goes, yep, it's over, you know, because the emotional body is controlling the physical body at that point. So back to you. As far as something else, I just thought of, maybe like, what do you need? That's probably what the question is, too. What do you need? Well, you may need to have a loneliness clearing, possibly. You may need to have a trauma clearing. It just depends how you relate to that person and how many timelines they were on with you. And the loss of those timelines, because you're not going to be able to re-experience a new timeline with them, going to a certain store or going out to eat or whatever you did. Maybe you went to them once a month and you went someplace for an outing. And so right away, you know, those are on timelines. So you want to release those timelines so that you're not going to be yearning to get back on them again. And just find out what kind of event you're looking at as far as how it's going to affect you. So back to you.
Yeah, Ron, it seems like a really double-sided clearing preparation you would have to do here, because not only do you want to do clearings for the person who is preparing to move on, but you want to make sure that you're doing clearings for yourself. So the other one that came to mind would be like regret, in addition to the ones you mentioned, Ron, loneliness, trauma, and releasing the timelines. I find a lot of people have regrets and maybe guilt, and those are things that often keep us from moving forward, from moving on. And it's really true what you said about when people get older, a lot of the times they're not in their bodies, and a lot of the times they're not even home. You know, they're in an institution, or they're in a care home, or they're in some sort of, managed care facility where they're totally disconnected, you know, from everything that they've known. So, you know, why would they want to stay in their bodies? And, I mean, I'm sure, you know, all of these places have people in them who are, their spirits have just kind of like left. So anything that would kind of assist with being present and being in the body and letting go of all those emotions seems like it would be a step in the right direction for both people, the person who is getting older and the person who needs to let go of the loss there. So thanks, Ron. That was a really, really great explanation, and I think that will be very helpful for whoever is in a situation like this in their lives at that point. Okay, So I guess we should move on here. And the next question is, someone is asking about the shadow body, and they are wondering if you could give them info, please, on why they should clear shadow body and how does it help. Thank you. You've helped me greatly.
Okay. Shadow bodies are, well, that gets to be a little complicated here. Sometimes it could be an alien that comes into you and then takes over your body. It could be something walking alongside of you, so it's a little hard to describe exactly what a shadow body is. But either one of those would typically, you know, be along those lines. The reason why you'd want to clear it is in case you have something controlling you, controlling your body, without your permission. And that's the main thing. Are they in there inside your body to take information back to some place? Are they viewing the earth here? So that's what shadow bodies can do. They could also maybe even replicate you as a clone body. So the whole thing is you don't want to have shadow bodies around. That's how I would probably answer, you know, that question. The shadow bodies are something that can harm you. And then also maybe you're doing something. Let's just say you're at a shopping center and one of these bodies tends to come cloned out of you. You've all seen movies where they replicated somebody. I think even The Matrix had that in there a long time ago.
Yeah, it did, Ron.
Okay, so we'll just call those shadow bodies. So now what do you do if that shadow body now takes off? And maybe you're in a shopping center and the shadow body somehow gets created. How, I don't know, but we'll say it's created looking just like you with your clothes on. And it goes into a store and it causes some havoc there. And then it leaves and now you come walking in and everybody's upset with you. Or maybe they thought that this person, which looked like you, stole something. So, you know, there's all different scenarios. But, that's kind of what could happen. So that would be one way of looking at the shadow body. So I guess that's it.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of complicated. I just wonder, I mean, I'm looking here on the web, and I'm at your website, Ron, and I'm wondering what would somebody do to clear this? I mean, would it be like an alien attack removal? Would you just use the special clearing and type in shadow bodies, or is there way
I do,
to...
Yeah, have a shadow body clearing, I believe. That's not accessible yet, so
oh.
I'm pretty sure I have one up. I'll do some checking on that, see if we can get it put online. But I think I do have a shadow body clearing on its own. I have another clearing. Maybe we'll talk about it Friday when I get some, like, maybe not Friday. But I have another one that deals with the auric field of your skin, which I haven't put up either. So we'll be checking with that one. So anyway, I guess back to you.
Okay, so we'll keep you posted on that, and thanks for listening, and thanks for your patience. I guess that's something, yeah, it sounds kind of terrifying to me. So hopefully you're not out there dealing with that, but we'll keep you posted on the those two clearings, the arc field skin and the shadow body clearing. So the next question, Ron, is someone's asking if maybe you could do a sample clearing for the colon for everybody.
Okay, so here we go. I'll do a clearing for aliens in your colon. So here we go.
Okay, sounds good.
Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okie dokie. So back to you.
Okay, thanks. And just wondering if anybody felt anything from that, feel free to email us. And as always, these samples do work, I believe, Ron, up to 3 times on an archive. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're all samples, and, you know, obviously if you're having issues that run a little bit deeper, then you want to check out all of the clearings and wonderful healings that Ron offers on creationlightship.com, and you can always donate. If you have been listening to the radio shows and you've benefited from these samples, it's always helpful so that, you know, we can keep them going for everybody. And the next question is kind of a long email, but it's kind of an interesting one, Ron, so I'll just go ahead and read it. And this listener has a blockage from starting a new job. So they wrote that they were hindered from starting a new job today by their former company because their supervisor lost 4 bids. He and the human resources sent a severance letter, which basically threatened to sue me and the company that I find work with. So they go on to say, I was to start a new job today, but the company that was hiring me is the company that won the bid. They hired everyone from the plant except me. I am not having any positive feelings towards these people, and nothing but negative, harmful thoughts continue to fill my thoughts. I'm trying to correct that because I know these negative thoughts harm me more than them. How do I move on so I can find a better opportunity?
Timeline crash. Get off of those timelines. So timeline crash that job that you didn't get. Timeline crash the company, maybe both companies, so that you're not energetically quartered to them. Because if somebody wants to hire you when you're angry with the company, they might project that anger as being that you're a bad employee or something like that. And they could also read that. Remember, you talked about having the empathic body cleared, you know? So they could be reading that as you're going to be angry with them too. So do some timeline crashes and get yourself uncorded from these events that you're dealing with. So back to you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of the challenge there, is to not have positive or negative thoughts. It's to just disconnect from the whole situation and to get off of that, any sort of timeline connected with your old job or your, you know, potential new one or lack thereof, and to, you know, not have emotions about it. It's hard, but it's just kind of what happened. And all the rest is sort of the story that your emotions want to tell you about it. So timeline crashing is an excellent and very helpful tool to getting off of those timelines and out of those push and pull of positive, negative, and all of these other words that create emotional tension for us. So that's great advice, Ron. And the timeline crashes, you can just purchase as you need them. Just check that out on creationlightship.com. And you want to kind of disconnect your emotions from the event that happened. So that's kind of a step in the right direction. And then things kind of come from there. So keep us posted and let us know if that helps. Okay. So the next question, Ron, is, so it's kind of, actually, it's along what we were just talking about with positive, negative. And so this person's asking, when people say, let's role play and you be the devil's advocate, aren't they asking for the dark side to take over their therapy session? If they ask for you to be a good advocate, then aren't they asking for the light to take over to help them solve a problem legitimately?
Well, the light wouldn't care either way. So they're working in duality with good and evil. So it would have nothing to do with the light, because the light doesn't judge anything. So the fact that you're doing a role play means that you're going to be on timelines either way, and you need to find out why you want to do that. You're just confusing your life more and more, probably with being on those timelines, because you now have to think about acting like somebody else. Boy, that'd be a rough one, being in therapy that way. So back to you.
Yeah, because you can't really ask the light to do anything. I mean, it doesn't really understand what the word good means. So I guess maybe even you would want to disconnect from the phrase devil's advocate. You wouldn't even want to say that, or you wouldn't even want to say be a good advocate, because I don't think it would even understand what those words mean. Correct, Ron?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, great. So hopefully that helps, and we are getting a lot of wonderful questions tonight, everybody, so thanks so much for sending them in, and thanks so much for continuing to give us your feedback. It's always so helpful, and I think creates a lot of possible solutions for listeners who may also be dealing with this similar problems or life situations that you are, so we appreciate it. And the next question, Ron, is someone is asking if you could please talk about the family imprinting cording removal and how that maybe differs from the soul family disconnection.
Oh, boy. Family imprinting. That's how the people are putting you in the box, in your family. So remember, you're being corded.
Wow.
And the cords are, you know, what do they think of you? You know, maybe you're older and, you know, maybe you just, you know, let's just say you had a couple brothers and sisters or one of each or something, or at least one of them, and one, maybe your brother or sister is, you know, maybe a few years ahead of you possibly, and they're a lot smarter than you are. So you're always being compared to that person. So right away, they're courting you as not being very smart or something like that. And then, you know, you're being put in the box by your family members. And the box sometimes is hard to get out of. And that's the problem with that. That's your first thing that you want to probably clear is all family members and situations, because, you know, you're taught to, in a sense, using the word love, to love them because they're your family. And they're just people. And for a lot of people, it's hard to release themselves from their family, or it's hard for them to divorce themselves from their family so that they can be a free person again and not being under the control and constraints of the family members. And, you know, that's why we do the shows at the end of the year with, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas, because that's the stuff that people are actually doing, you know, having troubles. So that's what happens with a lot of people, is at the end of the year comes and they have to see people and they don't want to see them, and they get put into the box over again for the whole next year until Christmas comes again. So back to you.
Yeah, and those events are kind of difficult because somehow family, it's different, I think, than, say, strangers or friends. Like, those cords are different. And a lot of the times we don't feel like we really have a choice, but we do. And it is important to clear those cordings and to clear those imprints, because it may not be your fault, you know, kind of the things that are happening to you. It may be these relationships that you have, and you do have to kind of step back and just look at them as being another form of relationships, not anything special about them, people being your family members. And you can also run clearings on your family members. You know, if you have, say, a particularly difficult relationship, say with your mom or your dad, you can run an emotional whole lifetime clearing on them. And it often helps tremendously to do that, especially if you have to spend a lot of time with them or you live close by, or even if you don't. It's very helpful. So just wanted to mention, too, I know Ron did mention that starting this weekend is the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo, and it's going to be at the LAX Hilton, February 19th through the 21st, and be sure to check out Ron's workshops. He's doing a Saturday workshop on alien technology, and he'll be there with the Light Chamber. And hopefully you, if you are in the Los Angeles area listening, you can go check that out and check out the wonderful work that the in-person sample healings bring, as well as the Light Chamber. And hopefully you've already sent your picture in. If you can't make it, I think today is the cutoff date for that. So hopefully everyone will be in the Light Chamber for the duration of the expo, getting the wonderful light being healings. So once again, that's the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo, and it starts February 19th and runs through to the 21st. Okay, so our next question is, somebody believes, they say, it seems to me there is a cord between me and a relative and an alien who spliced a timeline into this cord just to aggravate us. Can you explain this? So it's funny, we were just talking about family and relatives. I'm not sure if this relates, but it seems like there's maybe a cording and a timeline issue there.
Well, aliens do make timelines, so, you know, I will not or cannot say that an alien is there, you know, as a handler for two of you, putting you both onto a timeline. It could be possible, but all timelines are created by aliens, so there's always aliens involved with your interplay between, you know, someone else and you, because they need people on timelines. So aliens create the timelines, and you're just obliging them, we'll say, to have that experience. And that's the problem that people have, is that they get into timelines by their thoughts. And normally you have to be upset a little bit, typically, to get put onto timelines. They only want you when you're not peaceful. So if you hurt yourself and you're upset, or, you know, something happens and you get upset, well, then you're now on timelines with that experience. And how many is hard to say. It depends how your energy is flowing and how upset you can get. Remember, those are lives, just like you're living now. And how upset are you or were you on those timelines? So, back to you.
Yeah, and also, you know, I was just looking here, because we have talked about this kind of a lot on the show tonight, things dealing with family imprinting, alien attacks, cording removals, and all of these things. And the one thing, Ron, that sprang to mind, too, was the, and this is kind of a big clearing, but the dark side mind control transmissions, which includes aliens and human practitioners.
Yeah, that's good, yeah. And you got to remember, were you on a timeline an hour ago before you got into the present moment when you got into this program? And what did you experience on that alien timeline? Because if you weren't peaceful and you didn't, you know, if you didn't have any thoughts, then you were, you know, in the now. But if you were thinking heavily and being controlled by someone, then you were on an alien timeline. So maybe this is the only time that you can actually have peace, is when we have these radio programs that put you into the now. That's why we do the mind to heart drop. So you were on probably many timelines today. And how did your day go? You know, that's one way to look at it. What did you bring into your experience on Earth here with timelines that you don't really want to deal with here, but you were living that life physically on timelines, you know, an hour ago. So back to you.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think it's you want to be in the moment as much as possible, and if something, for example, is preventing you from doing that, then you need to maybe run the be here and the now before you do any of the healings, and that's a free clearing. Or make sure, you know, do the finger exercise, make sure you're in the present moment. Ron, maybe we should do that now for everybody.
Okay, do you want to describe it?
Yeah, you just put your finger out, maybe, I guess, a foot in front of your nose, and you see if your finger is, you just kind of do it, you know, without really thinking about it, and you see if you're a little bit to the left, you're in the past, or if you're a little bit to the right, you're in the future, and you're not in the now. I'm noticing as I did it, I was in the future, and I just did it before the show, and I noticed I was in the past. So what you said is really true, Ron. You could be on another timeline 15 minutes ago, you know? So what you want to do then, if you notice it's off-center, is just bring yourself back to center and make sure you're in the present moment.
Yeah, that's very good, yeah. So, and with that timeline that you were on, or, you know, telling everybody listening, was that beneficial to you? You know, you're not going to learn anything there because you're not going to bring back information. You may only just be on it, you know, maybe for a half an hour a day. So you're not there trying to learn something. You're just going through experiences, not your experiences normally of something that torments you because they want to steal your energy. I just wonder if anybody has ever won a lot of money on timelines, you know? But you can't spend it here. Anyway, back to you.
Yeah, I wonder. It seems like, you know, I don't know. It's interesting because some people, you know, they seem really lucky and they're always winning money. And, you know, I guess they're just, you know, on that timeline. Very interesting. So how we get onto them, I'm not sure. I guess just keep trying timeline crashes until you find something that works.
Yep. Yeah, and to go with the empathic energy again, sort of, everybody out there probably wanted to bet their life on something, knowing that it's true, whatever it would be.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, since we're talking with money, it'd be like, yeah, I know there's some gold buried over there underneath that tree there, and I saw it there many times, and I'm going to go dig it up. And you go there, and it's not there, and you go, geez, I know it's there. Well, it's probably a timeline. You're seeing the same tree replicated, but you're not on that timeline. And it is real on that timeline. So that's the problem that you know, people experience. And remember, the timelines is actually a way to steal all of your energy. That's what they're doing to you, is they're taking energy from you. And you can't have that bleed through here. And it's possible, you know, it could be real, maybe up to a second before something actually happens or doesn't happen. Because they could switch you out instantly. You know, I'm sure there's people out there that maybe played a dollar for the lottery and they were where they got the winning numbers, you know, or they worked on it when their practices, you know. They knew they got it. They beat everybody out, you know, and then sure enough, it felt great until the balls got played, and they go, wow, those balls are the wrong balls, you know. I saw the right ones come through. Well, you're just on another timeline. So that's kind of what happens. And so that's the way the dark side can trick you.
Yeah.
So, and that can work with your empathic body. So back to you.
Ron, that is so funny. That actually happened a couple of weeks ago when the Powerball was like $1 billion or whatever. And everyone I knew was so convinced that they were going to win it. And, you know, friends, family, everyone's like, I'm winning it, I'm winning the Powerball. And the other TV show that came to mind was when they used to have that show, Let's Make a Deal. And, you know, everyone was convinced that the case that they picked had the $1 million in it or whatever. So it was really interesting. So it really is like a dark side trick to put you on this emotional roller coaster and trick you into believing that you are going to win and you're on the right timeline.
And I'm sure they're doing that to a lot of the people, you know, in the past, you know, Nassara was a word, a name that was used quite often, you know, and it hasn't happened physically, although I won't go into all of that stuff. And then you have people who have bought foreign currency, you know, understanding that it would be worth more in the future, and they're still waiting for that to happen. So it's a way to really steal your spirit energy. It's not that it couldn't come true, but it, you know, puts you into a whole different energy system of hope, because now you feel hopeless because it should have happened and should have happened and should have happened, you know, yesterday, if not a year ago or so. And maybe it did happen on these timelines out there. So that's, you know, the bottom line is, once, if it doesn't happen, then now you're disappointed in yourself for going down that road, maybe, mm-hmm. and, you know, trying to figure out what went wrong and how come, and then, you know, where does the blame lie and who did this, you know. And it just, you know, can go around and around, and all of the stuff is taking away your life force energy. That's the bottom line. And the dark side just loves that. And it's not that it won't happen, that it can't happen. It could happen, but when? And all of a sudden you're hearing news on the net or whatever that, yeah, the day for the dinar is, you know, tomorrow, we'll say, hypothetically, and, you know, everybody hears it and they believe it, and tomorrow comes, it doesn't happen, and all of a sudden, you know, you feel awful because it's supposed to happen, and you've been doing this for, you know, a couple hundred times, and you feel like you deserve it now. It's your wealth, your income, you know, because you bought all these dinars, we'll say, bills, and it's yours. Your income is coming to you, and where is it? Now you're upset. And now they really got you. As you know, you had dollar signs in your eyes, and you found a new car you wanted to buy, but maybe that new car was, you know, actually in 2014, you know, and it's not on the lot anymore, you know, or something. And so anyway, that's what happens, is all these hopeless dreams that people have that's not in the now. So that's the problem. The dark side will trick you, you know, basically any way that it can to cause you sadness. And it wants to steal your spirit. And that's what it does. As you put your thoughts out, you have spirit energy with those. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, Ron, that's. Thank you for that great explanation. And I hope everybody was listening to that. And it kind of reminds me of diamonds and how, you know, 50 years ago, I don't know, maybe I'm just guessing here, it was such a like a exclusive thing to own diamonds and wear diamonds and buy diamonds and have diamonds, and now it's kind of like they're worthless, not because of their intrinsic value, but because of how carefully controlled and monitored the diamond market was, and how it was kind of all engineered to make this stone seem worth more than it was. And, you know, you see this a lot of the times, like in it seems like now, like, diamonds are kind of like a dime a dozen, and they're not really valuable, and they're not really, now everyone wants, like, a pink one or a yellow one or, you know, these, it's, like, even more rare. It's not really even special to have one, or it seems like a lot less special than it used to be. And, you know, you see this all the time in the art market. You know, people will put these values on paintings that, you know, may or may not be worth that much. It's just kind of what people are allowing to be released or sold or viewed because of how controlled it all is, really. So that's it's kind of similar to that, where you are sort of being, you know, you're given any number of potential thoughts in a day, but they're getting you on these timelines of hopefulness and then disappointment, and maybe you feel, like you said, bad about choosing to invest in something that what you were told was going to be a good investment and then it wasn't. So there's all these emotions that go along with that.
Well, we got about 4 minutes to go here, I think. So what can we cover before we do the Mind to Heart Drop?
Well, we do have a couple more questions here, and somebody was asking, Ron, if you could do a sample clearing for artificial intelligence attacks. I'm not sure if you would be able to do that.
Yeah, what do you think? Any ideas there?
Well, maybe we could do like a sample for nanotechnology.
Okay, yeah. So if you feel like you've been hit with nanotechnology, something from the sky coming up on you, the sky's falling crud. Okay, so here we go. Let's release that energy. So think of something that maybe has gone wrong with you. You know, maybe somehow you developed a problem with breathing. Maybe you got some itches or something. Just weird stuff. Maybe you're thinking differently. So here we go. Maybe that nanotechnology activated what was inside of you already, doing that handshake, and now you're dealing with something. So here we go. Let's release that from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, it's heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, don't stop. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, so let's do the Mind to Heart Drop. And here we go. So command in your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head. Drop them into your heart. Here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. Should feel peaceful. So staff those timelines. And thank you, everybody. See you later. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies. Bye, everyone.